Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a conversation about the mundane. One thing that we try to deliver is a conversation that is less than fascinating so that you can just feel free to drift off. Of course, with all our shows, we just hope you do drift off and get to a relaxed state, whatever that is for you. Thank you for joining us. We hope you will listen and sleep. I'm your host, Marco Timpano. I want to thank everyone who's been giving us such great reviews on the podcast and giving us 5 stars. I've been reading some of those reviews on our Instagram and posting more on Twitter. So I'm going to start to reach out and ask for you to check out our Instagram page, which is The Insomnia Project, as well as follow us on Twitter at Listen and Sleep. And, we will be posting more. I'm going to start by saying I'm so sorry, I apologize that this episode is coming later than I would have liked. I had one of those days today. It was a full day, and it was a good day, but it was a full day, and I'm finally getting into the recording booth. I have an episode that I'm editing, and I'm not sure if I'm going to put it as a two-parter or just one long episode. Let me know what you would rather hear. That one's coming up with a dear friend, Nima, from Los Angeles. We did a recording, and I can't wait to put that on the air. But on today's episode, you have me, Marco Timpano, here. Let me start by telling you what my day was full with. And I apologize if you hear the laundry in the background. I'm actually washing my runners. I don't know if you're supposed to put runners in the washing machine, but mine needed to go in, so in they went, and now they're clanking around. So if you hear some clanks in the background, you know what it is. So last night, I used this app that we have, which is called Too Good to Go, and I don't know if you have that app where you are, but it's a wonderful app, and basically grocery stores. Some people say grocery stores. What do you say, grocery or grocery? I say grocery. Grocery stores and restaurants will get rid of some of their ware that has to be gone by the end of the day or by the next day, or if there's fruits, vegetables that are at their peak and need to be consumed, they will release them at a very discounted price. So it'll often say, for $4.99, you're getting $18 worth of whatever the case may be. Now, I have no affiliation with this particular app, but it's been kind of fun to test it out and to see if, in fact, you get value for what you're subscribing to or ordering. And we did it with fruit, and we received so much delicious fruit at its peak from one order that we did. And it wasn't like the food was bad. It wasn't like we got brown bananas, but we got perfectly yellow bananas, which meant in 3 to 4 days they would be brown. So you needed to consume them rather quickly. And it was fun because we ended up eating quite a bit of fruit for 2 weeks. We were just eating fruit, fruit, fruit. And so last night, and oftentimes you have to order the food the night before. So last night, I saw that a little cafe near our house was having from 9 a.m. to, I think, 11:30. And they'll give you the time. You have like a time frame where you have to go and pick up what you've ordered. So they had from 9:30 to 11:30, or 9 to 11:30, you could go and pick up. And they don't tell you what it is. It's just going to be sort of a surprise of goodies. And that's always fun for us. We love a surprise bag, a surprise gift, something that we don't know that we're getting. So for us, I think that's some of the thrill of it. So I said to Amanda, who is not on the episode today because she's taken a bath because we've had quite a day, I said, should I order this for tomorrow morning and get some? It looked like they had croissants and breakfasty things that you would have with coffee. And I'm like, because I feel like I'm going to need it because we're going to have a big day. So she said, yes, for $4.99, we were going to be getting the equivalent of $12.99 worth of food. And the wonderful thing about it is you get to explore places you wouldn't necessarily go to. So I woke up early this morning and I hopped on my scooter. P.S. We just got a scooter not too long ago. Hopped on my scooter, drove about 4 kilometers from my house to a cafe I had never seen before. It was hidden. I would never find this cafe. It's one of those cafes that does large amounts of baking. It was kind of like a cafe that's kind of an adjunct to a bakery. So it was pretty special when you walked in there. And it's called Monday's Morning? Oh, I can't remember. I'll try to give them a shout out. I apologize. I'll look them up and I'll tell you what it was. So we get there, I get there, and Saving Mondays is what it was called. Saving Mondays. And it's a little hidden gem not far from where I live in the city. And I went in there and I got a bag that was sealed, which I could tell had some breakfasty type things in it. And I went to my Vespa, and we have a Vespa 50, LX50. And I hopped on it, and a gentleman who was in his car said, "What a great Vespa you have. I had one and I loved it and whatnot." And we had a lovely little conversation. You know when you have those nice conversations with someone you don't know and you might never see again, but you just make that connection? That was the start of my morning. So then I came home and we had a big morning of some of the corporate work that me and Amanda do. And we were doing it via Zoom with people from all over the country, actually. So that's thrilling in itself as well. But it's quite intense, this work that we have to do. And I won't get into it because it's quite, well, I might as well. It's kind of boring, but we do role play work for business professionals so that they can live. They can use a real life scenario to learn from. But that's not what we were doing today. We were actually listening to conversations that people had to have and giving them tips on how to have them better, let's say. That's really making it, simplifying it, but that's part of what we had to do. Helping business professionals, I guess you could say, with skills that we have as performers and people who have worked in the coaching field. Something I never really talk about on the podcast, so if you've been listening for 5 years, I'm revealing more about myself. So we knew we had this big day. So I get home and they package it, Saving Mondays, packages it in a lovely, lovely paper bag. And I opened it up and Amanda peeked inside. And the first thing she saw was a croissant. And she loves a good croissant. And I didn't even get to taste it. That's how good the croissant was that she had. And I saw a muffin and I was like, oh, it looks like a really good muffin. It was a date muffin of some sort. They don't tell you what it is. You're just like, okay, these are the items I got. And then I got, and then also in there was a salted caramel chocolate cookie, two of them, and another cookie that I want to say was like a caramel crunch cookie. It was a blonde cookie, I guess you could call it. And that was our basket or our bag, and it was wonderful. And I will go back to Saving Mondays. That's how much I thought. I mean, that's how great that was. And this app has really turned me on to that special place. So that was the start of our day. Then we hopped on a Zoom and we did that for most of the afternoon. We just worked away. Then we knew that we were going to celebrate my niece's birthday because we are actually heading to Ottawa tomorrow for work. And we're very excited because we're going to take a road trip to Ottawa. And it's a lovely time to be driving in the world, I guess. But also, it's fall. The colors, the leaves are changing in Canada. So it's a lovely drive. And I'm looking so forward to it, I have to say. And so that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. But we knew that because we're going to Ottawa, we wouldn't be able to celebrate my niece's birthday on her birthday. So we said, let's have a pre-birthday with her. But we had to drive an hour to get to her, and we wanted it to be a surprise. She was getting off school around 3:20, and we were cutting it close. So I wrapped up her gift, and she wanted a chemistry set. And so we got this wonderful chemistry set, wrapped it up, signed a card with a dinosaur on it because we thought the card looked pretty fun and cool. And we had to get her cake because we asked her by chance 2 days before what her favorite cake was, and she said red velvet. So we knew we had to get a red velvet cake. And it just so happens there's a grocery store that has a lovely bakery right next to our house. So we went to it and got the birthday cake. Now, I know you can hear in the background the rumbling of the washing machine and dryer that are going on. So I'm hoping it's going to act like an ASMR during this episode. I apologize if it's distracting for you or if the fact that I pointed it out is distracting to you. But back to the cake. So we grabbed the cake and we knew that we needed to get on the highway before 4 o'clock because otherwise there'd be huge traffic and we wouldn't get there in time to surprise my niece. But we also knew we wanted to get some fun things from the dollar store, streamers and balloons and whatnot. So it was one of those kind of race against time moments where you're trying to really get there and you know you have to go to a dollar store. And so we were trying to find the fastest way on our app. And I kept saying, why isn't it taking us on this highway that I think would be fast? And as we're going there, we can see that there's construction and it looks like there's a detour and you can't go that way. So we were debating, do we go to the dollar store before we get on the highway or after we get on the highway when we're in the town that we're going to? And I knew that there was a dollar store with the parking right where we were. And I said, we're going to go get it now. So we scrambled in there and Amanda was grabbing balloons and I was grabbing balloons and we grabbed some banners that said happy birthday, but I forgot the streamers and I wanted to put streamers everywhere. We were going to my mom's house. So she was going to come to my mom's house and be surprised. But we didn't get the streamers. But we picked up a lot of balloons. So we're racing to get to my mom's house and traffic is flowing. Once we get on the highway, we were grateful. We got on with plenty of, we got on before the traffic. So we were able to zip up there. And we got there before my niece got there. And I decided instead of streamers, because we forgot them, I would just blow up all the balloons and throw them on the floor. So when she opened the door, she would just see a cascade or all these balloons at her feet with a happy birthday. By the way, she was turning 10, in case you're wondering, or she is turning 10. So there were balloons everywhere. And even that, just blowing up 30 balloons, takes a lot out of you. It did it to me anyways. So we got the banners up, the balloons. I propped the cake so she would see it when she came in, and we just sat waiting. And sure enough, about 7 minutes later, in she comes with my nephew, and we surprise her, and she is pretty thrilled by that. And then we played some games with them, and we had a lovely dinner. She opened up her chemistry set and really enjoyed it, and we played more games. And then we came home. I had to do an audition, so I did an audition. And then I was like, I really want to get my episode in tonight if I can. Tomorrow is International Podcasting Day, so I thought, oh, I could do it tomorrow, but we're getting ready for Ottawa, and I'm going to be packing. And so I thought, no, I'll get it in tonight, and I'll let the listeners know that I'm going to be going to Ottawa, and I'm going to record some episodes in Ottawa, and I'm going to post a bunch of pictures of us in Ottawa and on the trip as we get there. Maybe take a little video of who knows what while we're driving if we see something interesting and put it on Instagram. And I thought, I will get the episode out this evening and do my best to do so. And so here I am after one of these big days where everything seemed to roll out nicely. I'm in the studio doing something I love for my wonderful listeners who have been giving me great feedback and enjoying the podcast. So I'm grateful. So all that to say, with my shoes in the washer, I sit before my microphone, very grateful for all that I have. Thank you. And if you're listening and you don't feel like you have anything to be grateful for, let me say I am grateful that you're listening, and just know that. And we're here for you as best as we can. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to pack. I haven't packed for a sojourn in so long that I'm actually quite thrilled to be doing just that. And so I think to myself, how am I going to pack? Do I pack everything in a large luggage and just have a really large luggage to cart around? Do I pack it in the more compact luggage, but have to have things in sort of carry-on bags that I would drape over my shoulder? I know for this particular work that I have to do, I need to wear golf shirts and pants. Jeans are acceptable for this work. So I'm wondering, which jeans do I bring? Do I bring more than one pair? One pair looks a little bit, you know, those jeans that are really comfortable but have been worn and you can tell they've been worn, but also have character to them. Are those the jeans I bring? I was going to pack tonight and I was like, no, I'll wake up early. I'll enjoy myself a coffee and International Podcast Day and pack and listen to podcasts. So that will be my day tomorrow. So there you go. That's really everything I have to say for tonight. This might be a shorter episode because I'm only at 17 minutes and I try to reach 26. And usually when I have a guest in the studio with me, it can be much easier. It's also garbage day tomorrow, so I put out the garbage and the recycling. And that's always an interesting sort of chore. I don't know what it's like where you are, but we have these big bins. We have a blue bin for recyclable items. We have a green bin for organic waste. And we have a black bin for garbage that cannot be recycled. And it skips a week, or every other week. One week it's always organic every week, but it's organic coupled with garbage or recyclables. And this week it's garbage. And so, you know, that means my recyclable things pile up. And I notice that I have so much recyclable items that I can bring to the curb versus actual garbage that it actually makes me feel quite proud that I'm able to condense my actual waste to small, to really the smallest bin. And that makes me happy. It was sort of a goal I had set for myself. And I'm glad. I'm glad I'm able to accomplish that. It makes me feel great. And that's it. And that's, we're coming to the end of the month. It means I get to turn the page on the calendar. Do you have a calendar on your wall? Because I have a calendar in my studio. September, for some reason, is, I think it's an art calendar. So it's like, it looks like stripy art, or it looks like birch trees with a red background between the trees. And just to give you the preview of October, as I flip the page to see what's coming up, it looks like it's a bunch of maple leaves or cannabis leaves. No, they're definitely maple leaves because I see the maple keys in the picture. Maple keys, for those of you who aren't familiar with maple trees, if they don't grow where you are the seeds or the seedlings, the seeds that drop from the tree. So, for example, an oak tree would have acorns that would drop. Maples have keys, what we call keys, and they kind of look like a, kind of like a, what does that look like? It looks kind of like a, I know when they fall, they twirl, so they kind of look like helicopter blades. And the actual keys, when you look at them, they're kind of flat and thin, but have almost like wings. Yeah, I guess you could say wings. Two wings from the center. And this photo, this picture, this artwork has maple keys. I'll take a photo and I'll put it on our Instagram so you can see what I'm describing. Anyways, whatever's on your calendar for the month of October, I hope it's wonderful. I hope you have a lovely October ahead, and I will be posting about our little trip to Ottawa, the nation's capital, which has a lot of things to see, and some of those things are not the most exciting things, and I'll be telling you about it more on the episodes to come. Until then, thank you for joining me, and I hope you were able to listen and sleep.